T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And then there's whatever amount of people are just subjective and call it the way it really is. And, you know, they go through life happy as a clam, right?
Yeah.
Some people overdo it. Some people go overdo it the other way. So it's just funny. Someone just sent me a tweet. They go, my husband's a diehard Yankee fan. He told me last night they've played the Orioles 14 times. We're going to lose in the first round. Like, I'm not getting caught up in this great start. Look who they've played. Like, if you're the Yankees, you're never going to make that guy happy. You're short of winning a World Series, obviously.
Yeah.
And sweeping whoever you play in the World Series. It's like Frank the Tank in the Mets.
Right.
No matter what the Mets do. And, you know, they split yesterday. Okay. Still, what, 10 games over 500, first place, all that. It's doom and gloom all the time. And then the opposite of that, there are people, you know, only see things positively.
Like you recently
I'm
with
more
the Jets.
That guy, right. Yeah. I take ownership of that. And then there's people who try to react to things in real time, objectively. We call those people intellectually honest.
That's right. That's a great definition,
there
Craig.
There you go. There you go.
If you're a Yankee fan,
yeah.
At 27-9, let me make this clear. There's no negative.
Nothing.
You're 27-9. That doesn't mean you're going to win at all.
You can nitpick.
Sure.
Because you're allowed to nitpick, but the New York Yankees have given you a great 2 months.
They're 27-9.
Yeah. I mean, what are you complaining about? We don't win by enough.
You can't complain that, well, we haven't played the Rays yet, or we haven't played the Astros yet. That's not your fault.
Right.
You can only play who's on the schedule.
Exactly. So just funny to me that there are still people who are going to go out of their way to try to poo-poo what is a historically amazing start.
It is.
You know, outside of the 84 Tigers, which are my buddy
35-5. I said that to you yesterday, so don't give you credit to your buddy Rick.
My buddy Rick gets credit for that.
We do a show together.
Yeah.
I said to you yesterday, or even the day before, the pillar of great starts will always be the 84 Tigers.
Yeah.
They were 35-5. They basically played 500 the rest of the season and then went out and won the World Series.
No, but Rick texted me that today.
No, Rick probably knows it because Rick sounds like a good baseball fan.
He's a nice guy,
but
too.
We do a show together. I say stuff to you.
Yeah.
And sometimes maybe you can hear it and say, oh, yeah, I haven't said that.
Well, I do have a memory of a goldfish, to be fair about it.
Clearly.
And by 4 o'clock, I won't remember that Rick texted me either.
That's true.
And in regards to, you know, the tax issue that you brought up, a friend of mine just sent me a text, which I'll read also. Remember that majorly or professional athletes, not just baseball players, it's more apropos to them because they travel more than any other sport. They pay taxes where they play.
Yeah.
So if you're a guy, we'll just use Aaron Judge. If Aaron Judge is making a decision, you know, after this year, well, you know, there's no state income tax in Texas or in Florida, assuming we're making this up, of course, that he got a big offer there. That doesn't benefit him as much as it would an NFL player, let's say, who has fewer games on the road or in different states, because you get taxed in the state you're playing in, not the state you're living in. So if you're Aaron Judge, if he's playing for, making this up, the Texas Rangers, when he plays 3 games in California against the Angels, he gets taxed by the California tax code.
Playing 81 games in Texas.
You follow my point, though?
Yeah,
it's not as big a difference as a lot of people think it is.
Yeah, but you just said the NFL. I don't get that comparison.
The NFL, you only have 8 games on the road.
Yeah, but you've got 8 games at home. It's the same percentage of games.
And you would get taxed more. You get less game checks than the
the game check would be more. The taxes would be more.
Okay, I'm talking about number of games.
And now your point doesn't money work, dude. Sorry, bro.
The money does not equal out.
Yeah, it would, because you're getting paid based on the games you're
talking about. See, now this is what you guys do.
We're trying to keep you intellectually correct.
You complicate an easy point.
No, you're making an incorrect point, and we're just
complicating
correcting you.
For the sake of being decent.
The less game checks, the more the tax would be, the more the money would be. Yeah. Equal out.
Nah, I know. He doesn't get it. Just because some random guy texted you that and you repeated it, doesn't
mean
it's
true.
He's
not a random guy. He's a friend.
Okay.
He might be random to you, but he's a friend.
Texted you. Like, they play 8 games at home, 8 games on the road. The game checks are bigger because they're playing fewer amount of games as compared to a 162
game
season.
You're paying taxes in far more states in baseball than in football. Why don't you guys understand that?
Well, 10 games in California in baseball would be the same as one game in California in football.
Now you're just making up things that don't exist.
Bro, I'm not, because it's 17 games, 162.
Stop burping, Tommy.
Yeah.
Now you're making things up.
Take an Alan.
Why are we complicating a fair point that I was spending time with?
No. The point was simple. Where you play impacts your taxes, you should just let it go there.
Yes.
Instead, Bobby Bo texts you. Bobby Bo. Somebody texts you.
Might have been Bobby.
You try to make a point.
Yeah.
We call you BS out, which we do a lot.
It's not BS.
And then you're
factual.
Like, why are you complicating things?
You're not getting
you complicated.
If your point is it's not 100% tax-free as opposed to 100% taxed, you're correct.
Correct.
That's correct.
Okay.
Comparing it to other sports doesn't make sense.
No, it was a terrible comparison. Again, Ellen, move on, bro. Got
to
learn it.
I'm
it's
not
a good
taking
skill.
It all that one. I refuse to. I'm going to the mattresses on that one. I'm going to the mattresses.
Oh, God.
By the way, did you happen to see, you want to talk about a tone-deaf guy that should just take his L and go home. Did you happen to see Trevor Bauer online the last 24 hours?
Trevor Bauer needs to go away. He needs to block himself and go away.
Now, Trevor Bauer, who's currently been suspended for 2 full seasons, it's going to be fought by the union. It has to be. But in the moment, Trevor Bauer is out for the next 2 years without pay. Trevor Bauer came out of the hole he's living in and attacked the punishment that's been handed down to Matt Harvey, which, as you know, is 60 games.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm paraphrasing here, but Trevor Bauer's like...
Well, let me read it so you don't have to paraphrase. Matt Harvey admitted under oath in federal court to distributing drugs, a felony in California, among other illegal activities like taking drugs himself in a case where a teammate died, period. Quote, 60 games, unquote.
Yeah. Right. Okay. And?
Yeah, right. And, yes.
And?
Trevor.
Should we bring up what you did?
Yes.
Like, you want to go down that road?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go down that road. You punched an unconscious woman in her private parts. You penetrated her while she was blacked out. You punched her in the face. Do you want to keep going?
Well, let's
or
keep.
Should we stop?
Trevor, let's keep going. The Times, I think, was the one that reported that there are other women.
Yes.
Who spoke to MLB.
Multiple women.
And made some pretty ugly accusations against you.
Yeah.
So
let's go down that road there, kid.
He wants to.
I mean, there are times in life when someone has to give you the tough love news of shut the F up and disappear for a while, if not forever. And he either has nobody in his life willing to do that, or he just doesn't care.
He
I don't
also,
know the difference.
Also retweets images of people proclaiming free Bauer. So that's his other source
of
time.
There's always going to be some morons out there that don't care what you do, who, because you're famous, are going to be sycophants, right?
Yes.
I mean, there are people that, you know, want to take pictures and spend the night with OJ.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's all you need to know about, you know, the fame whores that are out there, are people that are attracted to celebrities and that lifestyle, I guess. But, you know, Trevor Bauer needs to stop talking.
Yes.
He's not doing himself any favors, I can assure you of that. And pointing out another man's problems has nothing to do with your situation at all.
And by the way, Trevor, what Matt Harvey did, it's not as bad as what you were accused of doing.
Correct.
And what MLB deems you did.
And by the way, Matt Harvey went on the stand and told the truth. He was given immunity to do that. No one accused him of providing the drug that sadly killed Tyler Skaggs, but he was involved in the world of pills. And he testified to it, honestly and openly, in court. And there's a lot to be said for someone who takes ownership of what they do. You're refusing to do that. And yes, what you're accused of and what you did do is far worse than what Matt Harvey was accused of doing.
When he finished writing that tweet, and he clicks tweet,
You know how proud he must have thought about
like
himself?
Peacock.
Yeah. Oh, look what I just did. I just proved my point. 60 games, mic drop. What a mess.
And by the way, he has people in his life encouraging it.
I'm sure.
That's the problem with it.
I'm sure.
You know, the test of a real friend, Evan, a real friend is willing to tell you the truth at the risk of the friendship and not just blow smoke up your ass because you want to hear certain things. That's a sign
of
a real friend.
The hard truths are what comes from real friends.
I mean, that's a sign of a real friend. A real friend's willing to risk the friendship by being honest with you.
Right.
Right?
And no one's being honest with this guy.
And sadly, nobody in his life is being honest with him. Trevor Bauer is a very wealthy man. He earned his money, every penny of it, based on a skill he has that very few people have. And he did a lot of bad things with his position as a celebrity towards women. And multiple women, I've heard as many as a dozen,
that many?
Have actually come to Major League
That's
Baseball.
That's why MLB suspended him as harshly as they did. I remember when that report first came out, and our first reaction is shock. Like, wow, they're suspending him so much. And there had to be reasons for it. And that's one of it, that you've got other women basically saying, yeah, oh, I had this experience with Trevor. I had that experience with Trevor. That's why MLB came down harshly on him. And Jacinta Anderson was tweeting not too long ago that the NFL is taking notice, that the NFL may feel some pressure to come down hard on Deshaun Watson, amongst others, looking at how harsh MLB was on Trevor Bauer.
Yeah, that's an interesting
so that
take.
They show the world, hey, we take this seriously too.
That is an interesting take. Jacinta wrote that, and she is very well connected, so I'll take her at a word on that report, that the NFL has now been put in a spot. It doesn't make sense to me, but at the same time, it does.
It does.
That Major League Baseball said, hey, we're going to give you the toughest suspension for this type of crime or allegation in the history of the sport, a 2-year suspension without pay for what you've alleged to have done to this woman and apparently maybe many others. The NFL's sitting there, and on the heels of Deshaun Watson having nearly 24 accusers against him, even if you weed out half of them, it's still too many. And it's a dozen women who accused him of improper contact and touching and all that kind of stuff. And Deshaun Watson was rewarded with the largest guaranteed contract in the history of the NFL. And to date, there is no suspension.
Right.
Nor do we know if there's one pending now that he's, you know, with the Cleveland Browns. Now, many people do believe that the NFL, maybe in relation to MLB, handled it. And also acknowledging that Deshaun Watson's agents and the Browns were very clever and how they structured his deal, where his base pay this year is inconsequential, so whatever fine he would endure if he was suspended this year is nominal. It's pocket
change. It's his salary, and his salary is not a lot this year.
So there are those people, and I've seen this out there, that believe the NFL's aware of that, and they are now going to wait until next year, which would come with its own criticisms, of course, rightfully so, to actually suspend him so that it costs him more money.
Yeah, but NFL has a great excuse. Hey, we're waiting for the civil cases to go through.
Yep, yeah,
we're
going to
be patient.
Excuse, you're right.
We're going to be patient.
I think they'll be criticized for it regardless. I think.
Oh, I think it's great. I think the NFL should do it.
Position on it.
I think the NFL should say, okay, you want to play a game, and the Browns are complicit in this. You guys want to play a game? We'll play a game too.
Yeah.
We're going to wait a year.
Yeah, but wait.
Sorry.
I applaud the NFL if they do it. They're in a tough spot on it. Because there's a community of people saying, F that, suspend him now, 4-6, whatever the games are. And there's a lot of people pressuring them to do that. But the NFL plays chess. They don't play checkers.
Yeah.
To their credit, as much as I don't agree with everything
the NFL does,
they do play chess.
There is something that we do need to address at some point today that
is
the NFL did.
That I look much better, that I've lost weight?
You've lost a pound or two.
Okay,
I'll give you that.
So I'll make sure you
something
notice.
The NFL did. Are you aware
Brandon
of this?
Tierney noticed it. He goes, well, you look good, bud.
He's just kissing your ass. He's not really thinking.
He's no reason to kiss my ass. He acknowledged that I've lost 12 pounds and I got 9 to go.
It's a little like,
because if I get to 200, you guys are all in.
Well, what are
you're
you
all in trouble.
What are you going to do?
You've never worked with a 200-pound Craig
what
Carton.
What does 200-pound Craig Carton do?
Oh, it's ugly. It
what does
is
that
ugly.
Mean?
I'm 9 pounds away from being back.
You're still a terrible athlete, even at 200 pounds.
Oh, yeah, you think so?
You still can't throw a baseball.
By the way, I get to 200 pounds, you want none of this smoke.
Okay.
None of it. I'm trying to get there by next Friday because I want to rock out the tank top. I don't think I'm going to be there, though. I may have to make a second appearance at DJ's. Right around, I don't know, Labor Day. Here's some Yankee tickets for you, and then everyone make his point.
Jersey Mike's Yankee box office splits. We got a pair of field-level tickets to see the Yankees and the White Sox Sunday, May 22nd at the stadium. Fifth caller, 866-540-WFAN for your chance to win from Jersey Mike's, the official sub-sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office splits. Yeah, Roger Goodell did something really effed up, in my opinion. John Mara made a phone call to the commissioner and said, I just have one request with the NFL schedule before it's posted. That request is, don't schedule our primetime game on Rosh Hashanah, which would either be Sunday or Monday night, because both would fall under those dates. And I forget the exact dates that Rosh Hashanah falls.
I didn't see this, but they have made those requests before.
They have.
Yes.
So
because there's such a large Jewish population, who also a portion of which are Giant fans.
Yes. I forget the exact date of when it falls.
Okay.
But it's in October. So Mr. Mara says,
a fair request.
Fair request. Sunday afternoon works because I think it's sundown that it starts. Yeah. But please, Sunday night, Monday night, don't do it. And the NFL responded with, Monday night, Dallas Cowboys, MetLife Stadium. See you guys later.
Oh, is that right?
And so it was simple. It was, here's a date. We're not going to be on primetime a lot. We're the Giants. We get it. Just not this one. And the NFL, because they just don't give a rat's ass about anybody, said, and I don't think it was out of spite. I think it was just out of, we don't care. This is what we've done. Your Monday night Giants-Cowboys game is, yes, on Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I didn't see that story. But what's interesting about that is the man who does the scheduling for the NFL happens to be Jewish and lives in New York, or the New York area, at least. I mean, I've met him many times. So you think, not that you should make decisions based on your personal religion, that's not fair either. You would think there's at least a sensitivity
to
New York, right?
Here's why I'm not sure if he had that power. And by the way, the date is September 27th. Monday, okay. September 27th, Giants-Cowboys, MetLife Stadium.
I don't know how I missed that story, but the Giants made that public that John Mara requested that?
It's come out now. But Mara apparently called the commissioner to say, please, don't schedule us on Sunday night or Monday night of Rosh Hashanah.
I agree with John Mara.
That's all I'm asking.
I agree 100%.
That's what John Mara said. Now, if you look at the rest of the Giants' schedule, you can't find other primetime games. You can't, because they're the Giants. And I don't mean this to knock them. They're not a highly expected team to be good this year.
Yeah.
And the NFL, the balls of this commissioner, to basically give him the middle finger. I mean, that's essentially what they did. And I think ESPN has something to do with this, where they said, no, 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 our schedule wants week three Giants-Cowboys. And that's what it is. And it's not changing. As upset, and I think people should know about this, because I'm sure there are a lot of Giant fans who may have glanced at the schedule. Maybe they didn't study it. But yeah, if you observe Rosh Hashanah, you're not going to Giants-Cowboys Monday night. Sorry.
Howard Katz is the guy that does the schedule for the NFL. And he came out and said, Mr. Mara, absolutely this year and every year, when the Jewish holidays fall on football days, asked to avoid the Jewish holidays. He certainly did. In this particular case, we were not able to accommodate that request. He makes the same request every year. He's always been extremely sensitive to his Jewish fans and goes out of his way every year to remind us and ask us to avoid Jewish holidays. Mr. Maurer would have preferred to have been on the road week three or played a 1 o'clock home game if he had to play at home. He would have preferred that to a 4:25 game on Sunday afternoon.
Sure, sure.
Or a Sunday night game or a Monday night game. It's really tricky. Unfortunately, some fans are going to get conflicted, and I wish we could avoid all of them, but we couldn't. Whether it's New York or somewhere else.
Why couldn't they?
Well, because then the idea would be, well, if I accommodate that request, what happens when the other owner says the same thing?
Well, what's the request? If I'm hearing
not to play Sunday night or Monday night,
then honor it,
right? But
this is not about a truck show that's in my stadium. This is not about a card show. This is about a holiday.
The point is, if I'm the NFL, just playing devil's advocate, because I respect the John Mara request and he makes it every year. So I'm Howard Katz. I make the schedule. All right, so John Mara comes to me and asks, can I not play in Rosh Hashanah? Because we have a certain percentage of Jewish fans, right? Mm-hmm. And I go, all right, we'll do it for you. So instead, I make the Miami Dolphins play on Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
And they go, wait a minute. We have Jewish fans also.
I'm sure you
we
can,
don't want to play.
I'm sure you can find a franchise that'll be okay.
You go to the Rams, but we don't want
to
play.
Nah, come on.
Someone's going to be pissed off.
I respect what you're trying to do. You're saying, hey, look, maybe this happens. You can find a franchise that will be willing or okay with playing a Monday Night Football game on Rosh Hashanah.
Let me ask you a quick question. The New York Jets turn out of a primetime game other than the Thursday game that everyone gets, right?
Right.
That's your only primetime game that I'm aware of. So.
That's it.
You're a diehard Jet fan.
Yeah.
We love primetime games. We want primetime games.
Yeah.
You want it on Rosh Hashanah?
Well, I have respect, though, for my community.
Like,
I have respect for the franchise.
What would we have said?
What have I said? I'm not talking for myself.
No. The Jets.
It doesn't affect
about the
me.
Jets. Would Woody Johnson have said, we'll take it?
It's a good question. I don't know. You look into it. Have the Jets made requests in the past about avoiding certain holidays? Maybe they have. I have no idea.
Probably do.
I would think so.
But I don't know for a fact.
What boggles my mind, and I think what makes it look worse, is that the New York Giants are playing one Monday night game.
Right.
One.
And it's on Rosh Hashanah.
If the Giants were this hot team, if they were playing five primetime games, I could understand the point of it's difficult. You're the Giants. We're going to have a lot of primetime games. I'm sorry. We couldn't pull it off.
Right.
Craig, they play one primetime game.
And it had to be that one.
The one date, John Mara said, can you just do us a favor and avoid?
Yeah.
The NFL couldn't do that.
All right, so here's the question for you.
Come on.
If Wellington Mara had asked, what's the answer?
Oh, I think this commissioner just doesn't care. I'm sorry. I don't think it has to do with John or Wellington. I think Roger Goodell is in this ivory tower position where he's just going to do what he wants to do.
I don't know about that. Like, I have had my issues with the commissioner about decisions they've made on things, and I've agreed with some of their decisions as well. You think Roger Goodell actually sat in a room and said, F him?
Well, what do you think happened?
I don't know.
I just don't think Roger Goodell cared enough to
he
do anything about it.
He may not care enough, but I don't think he went out of his way to screw John Mara.
That's my point. He doesn't care. He sits in there. He doesn't care.
Right.
That's why, to me, he wouldn't have cared if it was
Wellington
Mara. Well,
it goes back to Clint Capela. What are you going to do about it?
What are the Giants going to do about it?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Because you can't.
There's nothing they can do
about
it.
You can apologize to your Jewish fans, but it's out of our control.
Look, the Giants can do something like, hey, to our season ticket holders, if you can't attend, we will gladly rebate you or something
like
that. And they're not going to do that. And it's asking a lot to do that. I get that. But there really isn't anything they can do. Are they going to boycott? They can't boycott. They're playing the game.
I'm asking you a question I should probably know the answer to, but I don't. Are you allowed to watch TV during Rosh Hashanah?
I don't know the answer to that.
I mean, I don't know, because it doesn't fall on the Sabbath, so it's not like it's Friday night into Saturday where you don't use, like, I'm talking if you're Orthodox. So, like, if you're an Orthodox Jew who obviously celebrates the Jewish New Year of Rosh Hashanah, it's not a Friday night, it's not the Sabbath. Are you allowed to put the television on and watch the game? I honestly don't know
the answer.
Go ask Dovat. He would know.
Tommy just went.
Yeah. Look at Tommy trying to produce the show.
Tommy thought that was an easy one. I'll just go to Dope. He's 10 feet away. He'll give me an answer.
Do I have to call him? I don't want to call him. I don't like calling people. But since he's literally 9 feet behind me, I can go ask him.
Yeah. He also knows Dove's going to want to run in and give us a full explanation.
I don't want that. I just want an answer.
No, trust me.
I don't want the full Megillah on it. I just want the answer.
What's the answer,
Luigi? I just want to know, are you allowed to watch the game?
What's the answer, Luigi?
He's explaining to Big Mac as if that's relevant.
Go ahead.
Dove said he thinks 95% of Orthodox Jews will not watch it. The other 5% will turn the TV on before sundown. And
leave it on.
Correct.
Well, that's kind of like a...
Hold on. 5%.
No, wait a minute. 5%. Say the word. Say the word. What is it?
Shortcut.
No. You're like usurping their religious rules.
I thought you were going to use a family name to describe what that is.
Yeah. Fugazi-berg. You can't have that. See, I know, like, if you're an Orthodox Jew, Friday night, Saturday night, you know, the Sabbath, you're not supposed to use anything electronic.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
That's a rule.
Right.
Okay? So the loophole to that rule is, if it was already on, it can stay on. That seems like a Fugazi loophole.
Seems that way, yes.
Right?
It does seem that way. But hey, you get to watch the game.
That seems like one of those, I don't think that's how the big fella meant it. That is a total loophole, and you know it, Dove. Well, you know, we accidentally left the TV on. Nah,
would you do that, though, Dove? Dove would never do that.
Yeah, well, he's pretty much telling you that's what he does.
No.
That's how I read that.
I don't think he watches TV.
Oh, maybe not.
Would you listen? Are you allowed to listen to the game on the radio?
No, it's electronic.
Anything electronic.
Well, that's on the Sabbath, though. So, you know, Saturday night. you could turn everything on. Huh. But this is a Sunday night. Rosh Hashanah this year goes Sunday night to Tuesday night.
Come in here. Here he is.
Well, I mean, this you've created a loophole, bud. You know you have.
He's created it.
Yeah.
Well, first of all.
There you go. I win.
Good. And in your mind, you always win. So.
Good. That's true.
Yeah, don't give it to him.
Good.
You can use things electronic. You just can't manipulate them on the holiday or on the Sabbath.
You can't manipulate them?
Right. So I have timers, put my lights on and off before the Sabbath set up.
Now, you listen.
I have a crock pot running that starts before the Sabbath. Well,
that's not allowed.
Yes, on my carton, okay.
You're not. I'm sorry. You know football is not allowed. Listen, either you play by the rules or you don't.
Those
you're
are
a rule
the rules.
Breaker.
You can't make up your own rules.
No, you've just invented rules. You've changed the Jewish religion after 5,000 years. You've made up your own rules. Shame on you. Yeah. Shame on you, sir. Hold on. You can't use a crock pot after sundown?
I set it up beforehand. Of course I did.
That's a loophole.
So what do you do for the Giant game? Are you creating a loophole?
He puts the TV on Saturday.
Yeah, like, what are you going to do? There's a Monday night game that we were talking about on Rosh Hashanah.
In my life, this is going back maybe 30 years ago. It was the Eagles game, a playoff game that was in the snow.
Go ahead.
It was on a Saturday, I think. I wanted to watch the game. I actually put it on beforehand and watched it.
Sorry. That is a loophole.
I agree. It was not ideal. I agree that.
Okay, so we're on the same page.
Defensive.
You're curving the rules.
Because it wasn't the holiday, but the crock pot's fine. Usually
it's
light
the
is fine.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
Sure it is. I mean, I'm sorry. It's the same thing.
I agree. Technically, it's the same thing. I wouldn't do it because it's not in the spirit of the day to watch a football game.
Correct.
It is to eat your chillin'.
Correct. It's the spirit of the religious rules that you follow. And if the idea is that, well, I'll put the TV on before sundown on a particular weekend or holiday, and if it happens to be on, well, I can watch it because it was on before I ever went to bed.
I remember.
That's fugazi.
I remember in 1973, the Knicks played one of the finals.
Okay.
Friday night, my dad put the TV on in the basement to watch it.
Because God doesn't oversee the basement.
Look.
Yeah, he avoids basements.
There are exceptions, Craig. The Knicks in the NBA finals, exception.
Yeah. Thank God there were no basements in Egypt 5,000 years ago.
Bottom line is...
We'd still be enslaved by the Pharaoh. Great.
Bottom line is, almost all will not watch it. There are some that will put it on beforehand, and it's not going against the technical rules, but it's not in the spirit of the day.
It's not in the spirit. So
and
agree.
I will tell you, electricity can be used.
Just say it again.
You can use electricity.
Okay.
You can't change it.
But I'm under the impression if you're a Orthodox Jewish person... Like, even the lights, you can't turn them on and off after Sabbath, right?
That's correct. But I can have them on beforehand.
Would you leave them on? That's what he's saying.
You're not supposed to.
What?
Supposed to light candles.
Wait, you think you're supposed to walk into the walls in your house because you can't see?
Supposed to light a candle. That's right. You're not supposed to use electricity after
Just remember, Dove.
Why is lighting the candle better than turning on the switch?
Listen, I don't make the rules.
Dove.
You're allowed to light a candle. You can't put on
I love you, but you have to realize Rabbi Carton knows L.
I happen to be very...
Bottom line is, in his version of Judaism, he can't do it. In the real version of Judaism, he can't.
Listen, either you break the rules or you don't. I'm sorry. you're a rule breaker. That's all. Because God's not going to punish you. God loves you.
Yeah.
You know that.
How could God be mad at Dove?
God loves all of us.
On God's Mount Rushmore of people, Dove's up there.
No, he's not.
That's not true.
Because you know what's going to happen when he goes, maybe many, many years from now, and he meets his maker? God's going to be like, listen, 1973, Knick game four. Your father put the TV on in the basement. You don't think I saw that? He's going to be like, hey, Monday Night Football, 2022. I saw you watching
it. We saw you watch Giants Cowboys. Yeah.
I will say this. Anybody thinking of doing that, if you're going to use up those kind of points, not this year. Wait for when they're really
good. Wait for like a Super Bowl year.
Yeah.
Wait for like we got to win to get in type of deal. Yeah. All right. So we learned a lot about Dove.
Thank you, Dove. I appreciate that.
Well, you learned that I'm right.
He
acknowledged that they're a little like...
No, here's where you're right.
He's bending rules.
Here's where you're right. It does feel fugazi
that
you can turn something on. I don't want to judge. I respect all religions and rules, but it does feel a little,
I have a question.
I put my TV on.
Okay, let's say there's the innocent party out there who, forget, take sports out of it, right?
Right.
who accidentally left a TV or radio on at some room in the house prior to sundown. Sundown comes, oh my gosh, the TV's on, not on purpose.
Right.
Are you allowed to turn it off?
I would think so.
I don't think
you
are.
If I'm following the rules, I'd shut that thing off, so I followed the rules.
Here's the rule. You're not allowed to touch it.
Well, then, wait a second. So then it's very easy to manipulate this and say, I accidentally left the TV on.
No, but here's the problem. God knows what's in your heart, and that's the problem with that. God knows if you'd made it an honest mistake. Hey, kids left the TV on in the basement. You just didn't know. Oh, my gosh, it's sundown.
All right.
Now I got to leave it
on. Let me ask you a question.
Versus, hey, Billy, run upstairs. It's almost sundown. Leave Fox 5 on.
If the innocent mistake was left on ESPN, it happens to be the Giant game. They were watching SportsCenter in the morning.
Yeah.
But it's a true innocent mistake. Can you just innocently sit on your couch and watch the game?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You can.
You're basically saying what Dope said.
You just can't touch it. Yeah. God forbid you leave it on like the Manning cast or the K-Rock cast.
Oh, then you're screwed.
You're like, damn it.
Sorry.
Wrong channel.
And if the volume's at a volume 50, you can't lower the volume.
You can't. You're not allowed to touch it is the rule of Judaism.
Wow.
I'm not saying I agree with all the rules. I don't. I don't understand some of them as well, but I know what they are.
And you know who doesn't respect it? Roger Goodell.
Or Dove. Oh, all right, so there you go. So, by the way, I will say this. Good job by John Mara. He has always fought for the Jewish fan base of the New York Giants, and the NFL has confirmed that. And while it may make up a minority of total fans overall, it's still fans. And you try to do right by your fans, whether they represent a small percentage or a large percentage.
I really think if the Giants had a handful of primetime games, I would look at this a little differently and say, okay, it was difficult. It was tough.
All right, I have a question for you.
Is there one primetime game?
Let me just be fair about it.
Go ahead.
Let's assume all the local teams make that same request. Let's assume the Jets did. I can check with them, but let's just assume they do, right?
All right.
What about games on Christmas?
What about it?
Or Christmas Eve?
Yeah, I'd respect it. If a team says I don't want to be on it, sure.
Highest of holy days, right? Do you make the same request? Like this year, the NFL schedule, every game but three are on Saturday, Christmas Eve, right? I understand it.
Right.
There are three games on Sunday, which is Christmas Day.
But don't you think there's, I guess it is parsing like religious rules here, but you're allowed to go to a game on Christmas, right? There's no rule.
Yeah.
So isn't that kind of the difference?
Now, many people go to a midnight mass.
Right.
Christmas Eve night
into
Christmas.
But
you're allowed to go, yeah.
But isn't that kind of different?
Well, listen, the rules of Judaism and Catholicism are different, obviously.
No, so I'm saying that scheduling a game on that day and by the way, I just want to point this out.
Yeah, because in the Jewish faith,
you're not allowed to. Now, I want to point this out.
That's fair.
For the Mets and the Yankees,
yeah.
The Mets are off Monday, September 26th, the day before they're in Oakland, so it's irrelevant.
Okay.
The Yankees are home on that Sunday afternoon and then play in Toronto Monday night, so it has zero effect
on going to a game.
Going to a game.
God, so they're both on the road.
On Monday
or
Sunday?
No, one's not playing, one's on the road. Sorry.
Yes.
That's how you said it, right?
Yes, on that Monday. On Sunday, the Yankees are playing during the day, which shouldn't be an issue.
I mean, the real issue, obviously, in the Jewish faith is even more than Rosh Hashanah. It's when you get to Yom Kippur.
Well, remember the Sandy Koufax story.
I think Sean Green, if I'm not mistaken,
right,
said if the Mets had made it that far when he was playing for them, he was not going to play on Yom Kippur.
When does Yom Kippur fall?
Well, it changes every year.
I know, but around.
It's after Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, it's after. Oh, yeah, I got it. It's on October 5th, Wednesday, October 5th.
So that's the day after the season ends,
That's the last day of the baseball season this year.
Oh, I thought it ended
because of the lockout.
My bad.
Remember, they pushed it back a few days.
All right, so the season ends on Yom Kippur.
Yep.
Got it.
All playing afternoon games, I think, though.
Yeah, I think they started that a few years ago, didn't
they?
Well, they won every game to end.
They won all the games on at the exact same time. This year, it's going to happen in the middle of the week because of the lockout, yeah.
Right, that's a fair point. It is interesting, but again, respect to John Mara. He tried, and that's it.
He did.
The NFL's defense, whether we like it or not, is no matter who I put in that time slot, someone's going to be ticked off about it. That's their defense.
Someone is different than a good amount of your community, though.
Yeah,
don't you think there's a decent amount of Giant fans, season ticket holders, and fans who are of the Jewish faith as compared to maybe other teams and cities?
I think most likely in New York, yes.
So if your point is someone will always be offended, of course you'll find someone offended.
Some people
but if we're doing it based on amounts of people, I think when you have the owner of a football team saying, hey, I think I know my fans. I think I have an idea of a lot of my fans. Can you honor this request? I think it's different.
And I think they should. I think every team should be allowed to make an ask. Or maybe every team could put into the league, hey, here's three requests. Right? And you can't honor all three, but you'll try to get to them at best you can. Listen, you're never going to make everybody 100% happy. So if you know that going in, you're ahead of the game. But if the New York, if you know that one of the original NFL teams in New York, blah, 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 makes this one schedule request. And to be fair, we don't know if they make 30 requests. I imagine they don't. But if this is the one request the Giants make every year, just honor it.
And it seems simple. The Giants are mostly playing at 1 o'clock on Sundays.
Yeah, just honor it. It can't be that hard. Like, how many requests has John Mara made about the schedule?
And how many requests are leagues making?
I don't know the answer to that, but it can't be a lot.
And how many requests are teams making about religious holidays? I don't think it's a lot.
Yeah, I think, like, if you have an owner who's a religious man or woman, I understand it. Yep, they probably make the same request. You know, if you live in certain areas of the country where you have a larger Jewish community than others, you probably make their request. Like, I could see Stephen Ross making that request in Miami. That would make sense to me.
Right.
Woody Johnson making it here because the same deal as the Giants.
I don't know if Woody, can you find out if Woody's made that request?
Ask. Yeah, during the break, I'll call and ask him. I would not be shocked if they did.
It's
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Barton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
The manager of the first-place New York Mets will join us, so haven't talked to Buck in a couple weeks, see what's cooking with him. As the Mets have kind of, you know, played 500 ball in the last 2 weeks, but that's why we always talk about stacking Ws, because you can go through lulls in a season and not have it really harm you.
Well, here's what's happening,
to the schedule.
Here's what's happening.
Or the standings.
The Mets are kind of treading water. They've been doing that for a few weeks. And while that's been happening, Francisco Lindor stopped hitting. He got off to a very good start. His May has been atrocious. And all of a sudden, for the first time this season, the spotlight is turning slightly back towards Lindor because his numbers aren't very good.
No, and he struck out yesterday, which is why it became a topic, you know, with two men on in the ninth.
They lost.
Yep.
He struck out.
He had a good line afterwards,
I thought. For a few weeks. I mean, it is what it is.
I thought he had a good line afterwards. He goes, you know, the pitchers drive nice cars, too. I thought that was a good line.
It's not a good
line. It wasn't
line.
Prepared.
It's not a good line.
No, I liked it.
Giovanni Gallegos doesn't drive the same car Francisco Lindor does.
I thought it was a nice thing. Overall.
I'm glad you think that.
Yeah, I like that.
But what Francisco Lindor, I think, understands now, he's been here for a year, is that he comes with huge expectations.
Sure.
And Buck Showalter said something that I don't think he meant any ill towards it, but he said, don't worry, he'll be fine. He'll be a contributor.
Well,
come on, Buck.
You want him to be a lot more than that.
No, he should be doing what Aaron Judge is doing. And I don't want to harp on what a guy makes, because at the end of the day,
no, you
whatever.
Have to, though.
No, but it's a thing. I don't want to, but you have to mention it.
The minimum, no one's complaining about it.
And here are the facts, because the facts are ugly sometimes. And I try to kind of look at 2020 with Cleveland and say, it was a shortened season. Everyone,
Yeah, the numbers are tough to look at. If you go back to September of 2019, that's a sample size of 249 games. You think that's a pretty good sample size?
How many?
249 games?
That's a fair sample size.
If you go back to September of 2019, Francisco Lindor over that time span has hit 235 with a 731 OPS. So while I respect Buck Showalter and I get why he has to say it, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm starting to ask a question that we should all be asking. Why should we think that?
Right.
Because a 249-game sample size, all of last year, the first 38 games this year, the 60-game 2020, and for whatever reason, September of 2019. He actually had a good year in 2019, not in September. When you throw all that together, and you've got a 249-game sample size, the numbers are the numbers. You have a 235 hitter with a 730 OPS. So there comes a moment, and that moment is starting to come for a lot of people.
For sure.
Where you say, why should I believe he's a different player?
Yeah, I agree. Tommy's in Yorktown on the Fan. Tommy, what's going on?
Hello.
Hey, what's good?
Hello.
Yes, hello. I'm calling because I'm a retired police officer, yeah. And I found it, like, I wasn't familiar with the rules. You know, of the Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
And I had a foot post when I was only on the job about like 3 years in my precinct. And a gentleman, I was passing a building and a gentleman, because we had a small Orthodox community within the confines of the precinct. And gentleman called me over, officer, I come over. And he wanted me to come into the building and press the elevator button.
How about that? That's a guy who follows the rules.
Yeah, no, I
just... Although
I
was having a non-Jew push the elevator button may not be part of
no, but I was like,
rules either, right?
I couldn't believe it. I says, because I was unfamiliar with the rules.
Right,
I says, somebody says, you want me to do what?
Yeah.
He goes, come in and press the button.
Huh.
So as I walk to the lobby to the elevator, he's telling me, you know, we're not allowed to do this. Yeah. So I was told, I was like, wow.
You know, yeah, so, anyway. How about, there's a guy online just sent me a note saying... that he had someone once reach out to him in the middle of a hot summer day and beg him to come into his home to turn on his air conditioning for him and his television. And he did. And I guess that's a loophole.
It's a loophole.
Yeah.
It's
no,
a loophole.
I was just, and after that, like, I says, oh, wow, I didn't know.
So here's what's interesting. Apparently, and Evan, you can fact check this, please, if you don't mind real quick. The New York Jet, thank you, Tommy. Home opener in 2009. I'm being told, and I want to say I vaguely remember this, mm-hmm. but maybe my brain is shot, I don't know, that Woody Johnson made a similar request to the NFL, and after a back and forth, the NFL agreed to move the game up to an earlier time. Maybe from 4 o'clock to 1 o'clock.
Well, they opened 09.
Because they wouldn't have changed...
They opened in Houston at 1 o'clock start
time.
Yeah,
what's the date?
What's the date? September 13th.
So that has to be the day, right?
Well, I could find out. When was... We're talking about Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah, Rosh Hashanah 2009. Now, my gut is that if they changed it at all, it would have been 4-1. They wouldn't have changed the primetime game because you can't because of TV.
All right, so it was the following week... September 18th to the 20th was Rosh Hashanah.
All right.
And so they played on September 20th against the New England Patriots.
At what time?
At 1 o'clock.
Google if there's a story.
If they moved that game?
Yeah,
I don't remember if they did, but I'll look it up.
Yeah. Because that would be, because that, you can, 4-1. Now, listen, that might have pissed off just regular viewers, assuming the Giants played at 1 o'clock as well. You know, we hate it when the teams play at the same time. But that would have accommodated the Jewish fan.
Yeah, I got an article from April 16th, 2009.
Well, April.
Yeah, because the schedule came out.
Oh, okay, good.
The Jets' first two home games conflict with the high holidays of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Jets complained to the league office about the scheduling quirk. The Jets are due to host the Patriots on the final day of Rosh Hashanah, and they play the Titans at home on Yom Kippur.
So, and I'm looking right here. The NFL honors Jets' request to alter Week 3 kickoff time for Yom Kippur.
Yes. Okay, so that game was scheduled on Yom Kippur to be a 4:25 game.
So they went 4-1.
They moved it back to 1 o'clock.
Now, I guess the Jets' defense there was, you just put us on a holiday back-to-back weeks. Like, give me a break.
No, here's the other thing.
Go ahead.
It's much easier TV-wise
for sure
to move a 4 o'clock game to a 1 o'clock game than to tell ESPN, who's paying God knows how much money, I forget how much money, oh, yeah, that Monday night game you guys want, that can't happen. There's a huge difference.
So I'm looking at it was a huge story. The Jets contacted the NFL. Woody Johnson sent the league a letter saying, you know, you just put our first two games of the year, one home, one away, on the two highest holy days for the Jewish community. So the NFL, for the home game, I don't think they changed game one.
Well, game one's a 1 o'clock game.
Yeah, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, right.
Well, I guess it
I mean, it matters, but you can get around it.
So there you go.
So why now, in this case?
Well, because it's a primetime game.
But yes, exactly. Right. Because they're basically, the TV partner said, this is what they want. Sorry.
You are not moving a primetime game to 1 o'clock.
Right.
It's not. Like, you don't have, you know, they have a late season flex policy.
Yeah.
They don't have a September flex policy for Jewish observant
Jews. No, they select the Giants Cowboys early in the season. It'll get a great rating for the most part because the Giants early in the season. Assuming they have a bad year, you never know.
I think the Giants are going to be, at best, 6-4 after 10. I think it's on the table.
And why do you say that, Craig?
Huh?
Why do you say
because
that, Craig?
Because I happen to be an NFL expert, I looked at the schedule.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
You looked at the schedule.
That's right, I looked at the schedule.
Earlier in the show, when I cited the Jets schedule with the opposite opinion, you said you
you're just negative.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not worried about the Jets schedule at all. I don't know what I'm afraid of.
The Ravens, the Browns, the Steelers, the Bengals, the Dolphins, the Packers, the Broncos, the Patriots, the Bills.
Yeah,
does that spell it out for you?
I hear the names you're saying, Evan. Yes, I do. I hear them loud and clear. Patriots, garbage. Bengals, overrated. We don't know who the quarterback is for the Browns yet. I mean, it could be Deshaun. Okay,
right. What, the Steelers quarterback situation?
Steelers don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, well, Ben Roethlisberger wasn't any good the last couple
that's
of
fine.
Years.
Yeah, start Kenny Pickett, please. I'm begging you. I'm begging you to start Pickett. Go right ahead.
Meanwhile, the Giants play Sam Darnold and the Panthers, the Chicago Bears, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Seattle Seahawks all before the bye.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, when they come out of the bye, they play the Texans and Lions. It's fair to bring up the schedule, even though I disagree with you.
That's fair.
But I brought up the schedule an hour ago, and you humbugged it.
Here's the reality. I think from the Giants standpoint, I think if you're a fan of any one of the teams that plays the Giants, you're probably saying the same thing.
Bingo.
Well, we can win that game.
We're playing the Giants.
Yeah, we're playing the Giants.
Yes.
I think you're selling the Giants short a bit, but that's a fair argument to make. Much like I would say, the Giants can beat Seattle, the Giants can beat Jacksonville, the Giants blah, 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 blah. See, I think people are selling the Giants short based on the first half of their schedule.
Well, no.
I think
that's
the Giants
not,
are a 500 teammate
game. I'll tell you why I'm selling the Giants short. Earlier today, James Bradberry signed with the Philadelphia Eagles.
1 year, 10 mil.
Okay. We all knew the Giants were going to move on from him. Adoree Jackson is their number one cornerback.
Right.
Like, talent-wise, they're not as good as what they were last year. Now, unless you want to assume, hey, this draft, they're going to knock it out of the park. And you never know. Maybe they will. Plus, I don't trust the quarterback. I don't believe he could even stay healthy. I don't think they're any good.
That's fair. By the way, you're in the majority on that. I'm just Mr. Positive.
No, no. You're looking at a schedule, and rightfully so, by the way, saying, hey, they're playing some bad teams. But the thing you brought up is also true. When the Carolina Panther fan looks at their schedule,
they're saying that's a win.
They see the Giants and say, oh, we can win that game.
I agree, yeah. I don't think the Giants on paper scare anybody. I don't. And they shouldn't because on paper they're not very good. But I told you, Evan, ever since I've been back, I'm Mr. Positive. Other than Joey Gallo, I think he's got to go. outside of that, I am Mr. Positive.
Quickly, because we did this last year. I find this fun. I find this like a game.
Yeah, go ahead.
Every month or so, leading up to the season, I just ask you, how many wins is each team going to win? Just to see how you evolve.
I have no problem answering that question.
May 18th, let's kick it off. I'm writing it down.
Go ahead.
Giants record, go.
New York Giants are going to be 8-9.
Okay.
Yep.
Jets,
11-6.
11-6. Okay. Yep. Perfect.
You like that Giant fan, don't you? Look at me. Ever since they got rid of the cancer that was Joe Judge, I feel like a rainbow has opened up over the complex in New Jersey. I'm a big fan of Brian Daboll.
By the way.
And my man Joey Shane.
So I have to admit this to you. So I took the train to work today because I went to Citi Field, left my car there. So
you're
I had a lot of
time.
Going
to another game tonight.
Going to another game tonight. So I just had this vision.
Yeah.
and I didn't do it, of finding clips of you killing Aaron Judge. I just was kind of in the mood, ripping him for the contract, just ripping him.
Yeah.
So I went to our podcast page and searched Judge, and I saw the cavalcade of Joe Judge stuff. And I got distracted by that and started listening to it. And it was so funny. And I got to commend you.
Yeah.
Which started as a project to make you look bad.
Yeah.
Made you look amazing.
Thank you.
Because you were so on top of it.
I got that one right early.
In crushing Joe Judge.
Yeah.
That I spent my entire train ride laughing at you bashing Joe Judge.
Yeah, it's funny. I wish the Giants would reach out to me privately and say, sorry, Craig. You were right all along. Because I know they were very upset with me last year
right. Because
of my constant, unmitigated, nonstop attacks, not as on the person, on the coach that Joe Judge is. And I never wavered on it from, I think it was September, right?
Yes, it started very early.
I was on it. And it really bothered the New York Giants. Turns out, of course, I was right, and they fired him. And I love the direction they're going in now. But I've never gotten the call.
Can I ask you a question?
Or even a text like, hey, last year, we overreacted. You were right. Let's have bagels.
Now that it's all over and the body is, you know, dead, even though now he's in New England calling plays with Mac Jones,
working
whatever.
With the quarterbacks.
Yeah, he's working with quarterbacks.
You'll find me working with the quarterbacks.
Right. What made
he is
you
such a cocky, arrogant son of a bitch?
It was such a weird worded thing. Like, what are you going to be doing? When you look for me, you'll find me with the quarterback.
He essentially came out and said, I'm the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, essentially.
So it's more or less. Like, his title doesn't say it, but he's like, if you want to find me, I'll be working with the quarterbacks. Like, come on, man.
So when Mac Jones takes a step back this year, we know exactly who to blame.
God almighty, he can't help himself.
What made you early in the season flip as quickly as you did on
Jones? Well, I was never a fan of his, but...
No, but something happened.
Yeah, you know what it was?
Yeah.
It was... Let's
see how honest he is.
It was the manner in which he spoke. Wow, what do you think it was?
Yeah. I thought it was something else.
Well, what did you think it was?
I thought it was...
You think he wronged me or something?
I think he wronged
us,
yes.
Oh, he didn't come on our show?
He did not come on our show.
Well, I will say this in regards to that.
Yeah.
Outside of guys who have deals with other stations...
Of course.
...that preclude them from coming on...
Right.
...which I respect. You know, you're getting paid. I totally get that. And I respect that. When you make a conscious decision to avoid our show, yes, I don't react well to that. Because I worry that what are you hiding?
Mm.
What are you afraid of? What tough question are we possibly going to ask that you don't want to answer? That's exactly where I go. And Joe Judge refused to come on our show other than I think he came on once around the draft, if I'm not mistaken.
Did he?
I believe he did, yeah.
Oh, maybe.
I think he came on once around the draft.
All right.
And I didn't like the way he talked to the fan base or to the media. I hated that coach speak crap.
Right.
Because that's what it is. It's crap. Right. It's a guy who's not going to be real. And every week that they lost, he got cockier.
As it seemed that way.
And to me, that made no sense.
And what's crazy is that when you look at how he lost his job more with his mouth than he even did with his coaching.
100%.
As bad as his coaching
was. What was the game, like week 15?
Yeah, when he lost his mind.
Yeah, the press conference. Yeah. When he went on and on and on.
He ripped
like a 20-minute diatribe.
And he ripped the prior coaching staff.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Like, come on.
Guys aren't quitting around here. There are no golf bags here.
Shot at Washington about fighting on the bench
right.
and stuff.
Yeah. Ron Rivera
was
pissed.
He took a shot at everybody, but never looked in the mirror at his own failings. I think that all that. Yeah, I just, sometimes, you know, you have a sixth sense. Like, you meet somebody, you hear somebody, and you're like, I like that guy, I don't like that guy. My kind of guy, not my kind of guy. He just rubbed me the wrong way from jump.
Yeah.
And I just happened to have been right on it.
No, you nailed it.
Here's the upside. I really like Shane and Daboll a lot. I really do.
It means nothing
right
now.
Doesn't mean they're going to be great.
And that's not a knock on Shane or
Daboll.
It's easy. It's actually, let me phrase it this way. It's impossible to be disliked before you've ever coached a game.
Yeah,
even Joe Judge. Joe Judge was loved by Giant fans in year one. So that's not to say Daboll and Shane won't be great.
Yeah.
It's just that sitting here on May 18th after Shane's first draft and Daboll hasn't coached the game yet and say, oh, I like him. I feel good. Well, you better like him and feel good. It's a really bad hire if you don't feel good right out of the gate.
877-337-6666. You know, my son was supposed to be with the Giants this weekend, like a coaching clinic or something. So I said, hey, so I go, he was supposed to sign up. It's like they only have room for 50 coaches.
Your son is coaching on the New York Giants staff?
No, they're doing a thing for youth football players.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Like for training and skills and whatnot.
It's like, that's impressive.
So I go, what time is the Giants thing this weekend? He goes, apparently I signed up 5 minutes too late. Hey, listen. They give you rules, follow the rules.
You know what they call that? The Tom Coughlin.
There you go. Coughlin's running that department.
He's like, he signed up for it, but I think it's only spots for like 50 kids or something like that. So he signed up for it, and they go, yeah, we told you, first come, first serve. You were 51st. Sorry, pal, you're out.
By the way, Big Mac, I was going to say something interesting. You know what? I'm not going to say anything. Big Mac just yelled at me to take a break. Go ahead.
He's been trying to get you to break for a little bit now.
Yeah, it's all my fault.
All because we have Wag Wednesday and Buck back-to-back, and those segments usually go a little longer. And then he's worried about, well, when are we going to play the commercials we have to play?
Right.
Because it's 6 o'clock.
So you're now
and we, and we have TV at 4 o'clock, so we're coming back at 4.
So you guys now wasting time explaining why you need to go to break. Okay, brilliant.
I'm on your side, Evan. I'm just trying to prolong
things. You know, you got an interesting thing right after the break. It's called a tease. It's
something
a radio
really
thing.
Interesting right after the break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.